So I got assigned to this one rookie, and on his training day, I made him smoke angel dust at gunpoint. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Isn't that the plot and tagline of
the movie Training Day? Yes, great observation, Tank. It's because it's based on my life.
Lunch is over. Bust your trays. Now, Peralta.
I haven't finished my lemon cookie bowl.
And you're not gonna get to either. Give it to me.
Oh, you want the cookie? There's your cookie.
You're going in the hole.
Oh, I'm going in the hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on! Remember what you saw here today! You can lock me up, but one day I'll get out of here and I'll come for you! I'll come for all of you! Hey, Warden, what's up?
Next time, don't wait too long to spit the cookie. I've been waiting in here for 4 minutes and it's gross.
Oh, man, it really is.
Okay, snitch time. What's up with Romero?
All right, he's got a delivery coming in on Wednesday night. One of the cafeteria workers is smuggling something in with the produce.
Great. See you Thursday.
Wait, what? You're just gonna leave me in here in solitary?
You spit in a guard's face. That's 5 days in the hole.
Yeah, but, I mean, you made me do that.
Well, we don't want anybody getting suspicious, huh? Have fun. Try not to go crazy.
Okay. No big deal. 5 days is nothing. I'm not afraid to be alone with my thoughts. My thoughts are awesome. Die Hard 6 on a cruise ship, pizza bagel restaurant, my father never loved me, and I'm gonna die alone. Oh boy, that happened fast. Guard! Guard!
Call number in the fine arts section? What is this, Beirut?
You know, you don't work here. You don't have to reshelve the books.
Well, someone has to. I'm so sorry. I'm just really stressed out. You're a great librarian, and I'm sure you're not the one who shelved this section.
I am.
God, Debbie, what is going on with you? Debbie? Is that you? Are you mad? Because I think I've been more than fair.
Hello, Detective Santiago.
No need for the gun. I'm not here to hurt you. My name is Seamus Murphy.
Yeah, I know who you are. Every cop in the city does. What do you want, Seamus?
To help. I know your boyfriend got framed. Maybe I could give you the proof you need to take down the cop that set him up.
You have something on Hawkins?
She's about to move $5 million worth of stolen diamonds. Stones that tie to the robberies. I could tell you how to find them.
Why would you do that?
Because I want to be friends. I do you a favor, one day, you do me a favor. I don't know. Think about it. But don't think too hard, huh? You only got 3 days.
Forgive me, books. Oh, God.
That was your first stint in solitaire.
It was nothing. I held it together.
Oh. Amy, when did you get here?
You've come for my conjugal capabilities.
You're looking real good, girl.
Whoop. Lost a booby.
No matter. I'll just build another one.
More mashed potatoes!
So, what happened with that sweet intel I gave you?
Your tip was garbage. We busted Romero's delivery.
Look at this.
Nothing but toothbrushes, shampoo, and soap.
Ooh, lemon verbena. Can I keep this?
Yes, you should. You reek.
You put me in the hole.
Have you ever heard of Blizz?
Yeah, the drug, right?
Uh-huh. And thanks to your pal Romero, is taking over the prison. I need you to find out where he keeps his stash.
Well, I doubt he would tell me that. I'm not exactly in the inner circle.
Maybe you just need some extra incentive. Find the stash or I'll tell everybody you're a snitch.
What? No. They'll kill me. You don't want that, right? Well, probably be a lot of paperwork for you.
Oh, it's not. It's just one form. And it's already filled out. We just have to staple a picture of your corpse to it.
Great. Prison is great.
He said I have 3 days to decide.
We should tread lightly. Seamus Murphy is the head of the most brutal crime family in New York.
This is bad. This is really, really bad.
Are you concerned about Seamus Murphy, Detective Scully, or are you having trouble with the jumble?
Well, the first one.
Murphy didn't ask me to do anything illegal. He just wants me to owe him a favor.
Right, but we don't want to be indebted to a man like this.
I understand, but we've been watching Hawkins for a month, and we have nothing to connect her to the robberies. Maybe we should pursue other routes.
Some of us are already pursuing other routes, Amy.
This is Charles Boyle, and you're listening to Detective Peralta, a god in shackles.
But first, this podcast is brought to you by Fun Frames. Make your spectacles a spectacle.
And how is your podcast supposed to get Jake out of prison?
I lay out the facts. People see he was framed. I build an audience. I get a celebrity listener. It's Deborah Messing. She tweets a link. Now Sean Hayes is involved.
Well, that's enough.
I know dealing with a criminal is bad news, but I can't just let Jake sit in prison.
Okay, maybe we can figure out what Murphy knows without taking his deal. He says that Hawkins is moving the diamonds in 3 days. That's a new lead. Let's work it instead of putting your career in jeopardy.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Whoa! That was also not about the jumble. We're all excited about the same thing.
Did you miss me?
Oh my God, it's Jake! Don't kill me! I was just doing Batman!
What's wrong with you? Never sneak up on me. I was sharpening my shit.
Right, I'm sorry. It's prison. I forgot.
What's up? I'm busy, bitch.
Well, all that time in the hole kind of got me thinking. I'm clearly gonna be here for a while. I wanna live my best prison life, and for me, that means doing more for the gang. Now, I was thinking specifically I'd be great in and around the world of drugs, because let's be honest, I'm not great at murder. What do you think?
No, that's okay, I don't need any help.
Totally, totally. You're great at what you do, you don't need me. But maybe I could learn from you, you know? Sort of shadow you for a while and see how your operation runs. Go from bitch to boss, as it were.
Jake, you stop pushing it. You're gonna make me think you're a snitch. And you know what I do to snitches?
Give them a public dressing down.
Castrate them, and then I kick them to death.
Cool. Cool, specific policy. Love the attitude, love you, love all of this. Okay, see you in the mess hall, Romero. Bye, Romero. Hey, I'm in a bind. I need your help.
That's what friends are for.
Well, friends might be a bit of a stretch. I mean, you're a cannibal that ate six people.
9.5.
Yep, worse. Anyway, here are my options. A, I keep pestering Romero to tell me where the drugs are. He realizes I'm a snitch, and then he castrates me and kicks me to death.
That's not great. What's option B?
I back off Romero, never find out where the drugs are. The warden tells everyone I'm a snitch, and then Romero castrates me and kicks me to death.
Mm. Both options sound...
a little castrate-y. Yeah, that's what I keep bumping up against, too.
Well, you know, whenever I'm backed into a corner, I just do what I do best. I drive across country, forge a new identity, and then take a job as a camp counselor.
Oh, my God. Caleb, you're a genius.
I wouldn't say genius. The camp ran a pretty extensive background check.
No, not that. Your past is a straight-up nightmare. But I need to do what I do best. Be a cop, work the case, and figure out where the drugs are on my own.
Then you tell the warden, and the warden will bust Romero.
And Romero won't think I'm a snitch, because he never told me where they are. All right, this is gonna be tough. I'm really gonna have to thread the needle.
Oh, I got really good at threading needles.
Back when you were making your skin suit, I know. Look, I like being friends with you, but you have to stop bringing that up.
But we're friends.
Moving $5 million in diamonds is not an everyday activity, so Hawkins must be altering her behavior.
She's not. I've been tailing her for days.
Scully and I went out to Flaxon Hill Farms to watch the guy who testified for Hawkins. All he does is feed his pigs.
They eat 7 or 8 meals a day, sometimes by force. They're living the dream.
You know they get slaughtered.
Worth it.
Hey, I think I found something interesting. I was double-checking last month's surveillance photos, and I noticed this. Hawkins has 2 different phones, her normal cell, and then this one that only has 1 app on the home screen, Snapchat.
Oh, she's up to something. Snapchat messages disappear. You can send anything to anybody, and after they see it, it's like I never sent it.
Nobody asked Hitchcock why he knows that.
Could we put a mirroring app on her phone so we could watch everything she does?
Well, those work great, but you have to physically have her phone to install it.
Nobody asked Hitchcock why he knows that.
I know how we can get Hawkins' phone. We get her to visit prison. They make you leave your phone in your car. I wanted to record Jake for the podcast, but they said I couldn't. I had to have Terry on as a guest.
I gave up my Saturday for that. You said I did great.
I'm the host. I have to say that.
So, all we need to do is get Hawkins to visit someone in prison.
No, absolutely not. What would I even say to her?
Well, perhaps you could ask her to put in a good word for you with the warden, so you can get extra yard time.
So you want me to beg the woman I hate for mercy? Cool. Oh, one problem. How do I stop myself from smashing through the glass and squeezing the life out of her with my bare hands?
Maybe you could just imagine doing that. It would probably just as fun as actually doing it, right?
No.
I'm with Diaz. Imagination is never the solution. We just need 3 minutes to get inside her car and install the app.
Okay. I can grapple for 3 minutes. But 1 second more.
Yes, we know. You burst through the glass and squeeze the life out of her with your bare hands. Well, I think we have a plan.
Don't let them see us. Blend in.
I gotta tell you, cop work is a lot like cannibal work.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The watching, the following, the waiting for soccer practice to end.
Come on, man. Did you see that?
Who?
Romero just went into the showers for the second time today.
Well, maybe he just likes to relax.
No one is relaxed in a prison shower. It's literally the most tense situation I've ever been in. What's he doing in there? It must be where he stashes the bliss. Unless he's just having sex. No, but he's a huge homophobe. It's where he stashes the bliss. But all homophobes are secretly gay. You know what? It doesn't matter. We'll check it out later when he's done.
Hawkins must be through security by now. Rosa promised us 3 minutes tops. We'll get the phone. Captain Holt, can you distract the lot attendant?
I'm not Captain Holt. I'm Joe Wozniak, here to see my girl in prison and to help me pass as straight. Kevin's rose shearing hat.
Little Rosa Diaz. So I hear you want me to put in a good word for you with the warden?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. Please.
I love this. This is so much fun for me.
Can I help you? I'm just trying to work up the nerve to see her.
See who?
My female wife, Crystal. I was cheating on her with a waitress from Wingsluts named Jamie Lynn. One night when I was philandering, Crystal caught me kissing Jamie Lynn's heavy breasts. She flew into a rage, and now she's serving 5 years for aggravated assault.
Hey, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, bring it in.
That's the signal. Go. Oh, the phone.
Pretty please? More.
With sugar on top?
More.
You should have seen Jamie Lynn. She looked exactly like Maxim Hot 100 honoree Jasmine Sanders.
35 seconds on the download.
It just seems like you want to be with Jamie Lynn. I mean, you keep talking about her thigh gap.
That's my favorite part of a woman. There's nothing more intoxicating than the clear absence of a penis. But you're right, I need to forget about Crystal. Thanks for the advice. I'm off to plow my mistress.
More.
Time's up.
Diaz. Hello? Diaz! You don't even beg well. Have fun rotting in prison.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
So you really think this is where Romero is stashing the drugs?
I mean, it's a good idea. There's no cameras in here. What does Blizz look like?
Like little white candies.
Oh, I love candies. Many say to the point that it'll eventually kill me. Hey, I found something. Oh, twinsies. What is this? Melon polar? Wait a minute. Romero doesn't stash the drugs in here. He comes in here to make the blizz balls.
So he brings a brick of drugs into the shower without getting noticed?
Yeah. Oh my God. He smuggles the blizz into the prison in
the soap dish.
No, in the soap. It's in the soap.
Oh yeah, that's much better. I get it.
I did it. I cracked the case. Hey, you don't think you can get high from rubbing drugs on like your eyes and armpits and up under your B parts, can you? Whoop, you definitely can. Here it comes. Oh, Caleb. And you know what else I think? Are you listening? Huh? Are you, Mr. Warden? I think we should be able to decorate our own cells, don't you? I mean, choose our own wallpaper, laminated flooring, crown molding. Ooh, my friend Charles loves crown molding. He says if it doesn't have the crown, you got to vote it down.
And you want drugs?
Yes, and you should too, you know? Get on my level, because quite frankly, we are not on the same wavelength at ag. At ag. At ag. And that's weird, I can't say the word ag anymore.
Yep, you've done a ton of blizz.
Yes, blizz! That's why I'm here. Wait. Why am I here?
Blizz.
Yes! Romero is smuggling the blizz into the prison as bars of soap.
Interesting. Hey, that's good work.
I know! I am the smartest man of ag time! Ag time! Ag time! Ag time! That was it. Oh man, I have a lot of energy. Wait, no. I'm exhausted. I wonder if I can touch the ceiling.
Peralta!
From Bargo.
Where were you with that guard?
Great question.
Ugh, when is Hawkins gonna unlock her phone? We've been staring at her stupid face for 14 hours.
I don't mind.
This is a dead end. Maybe I should call James Murphy before it's too late.
I thought we agreed that's a bad idea.
What other options do we have?
There is still the podcast.
Guys, she unlocked the phone. She's in the app and she's typing. Diamond emoji in locker 805, bus station, Linden, New Jersey. Pick up 515.
We have 1 hour. Let's move.
Answer the question. Why were you coming out of the admin wing with the guard?
Okay, Jake, don't freak out, just stay calm. You're on a crazy amount of blizz, but your brain still works.
The warden was yelling at me.
Are you on blizz?
What?
What makes you think that?
Because you just told us.
Okay, Jake, don't freak out, just stay calm. You're on a crazy amount of blizz, but your brain still works. Yep, I am nips deep in blizz.
Nice. I was worried you were still a cop, but what kind of cop does that much meth?
Well, no, not meth, blizz.
Yeah, that's meth. We just call it blizz because meth has a bit of an image problem.
Oh my God, I guess I'm addicted to meth. No, I am not. I just love it, and am consumed with the thought of doing it again.
So now I know I can trust you, huh? I can tell you how I smuggle in the blizz.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me that. I don't even want to know.
As bars of soap.
Smart.
Congratulations. You're one of only two people who know.
Oh, that's great. Glad to be part of such an elite group. You know what? I think my bliss is wearing off. I should probably go lie down.
Yeah, the diarrhea is coming. That is very common. Don't let the volume scare you.
Wait, volume as in noise or amount? Oh God, it's both, isn't it?
Okay, I've got eyes on locker 805.
I'm within sight of both exits.
Copy that. It's almost 5. Where's Boyle?
Shalom, Amy.
Charles, what are you doing?
Taking this undercover mission seriously. Seems like I'm the only one.
It's a bus station. We don't need disguises. Anyone can be here.
Ugh, typical Shiksa.
I see movement at the locker. He's opening 805. Let's go!
NYPD, get down!
Go!
Drop the bag.
No diamonds, just this. Hello?
It's Hawkins. When will you learn that you will never beat me?
You're not gonna get away with this. We're gonna take you down.
It's over, Holt. Checkmate. Knight's bishop to queen 5. Bye-bye now.
She set us up.
Hey, Vay. What do you want, Peralta?
Stop everything. Romero told me that the blizz is in the soap. If you take away his supply, he'll know I'm the stitch and kill me.
Ah, sorry. I already made the report to my bosses, and they were very pleased. Glenn couldn't stop smiling. Glenn? You don't know what a big deal that is. Anyway, you're too late. We're confiscating all of Romero's soap as we speak.
Okay, how about this? Throw me in solitary, right? That way Romero can get to me.
No, Glenn's already coming down on me about giving too much solitary. And I don't want to piss off Glenn, obviously.
What if I spit on you? You're the warden, right? That's got to be at least a month in the hole. No, oh, my mouth is all dried out from doing the meth. That's why you don't do meth. No. Don't tase me, man. Remember that? So funny, but don't.
I don't understand. How did she know we were mirroring her phone?
We had one chance and we blew it.
I know you're upset, but it's really hard to take you seriously when you still look like that.
I use Broadway caliber spirit gum. This baby is fused to my cheeks.
Squad, I think I'm onto something. I was listening to an episode of Boyle's podcast.
Not the one Terry was on, I hope.
No, of course not. That one was problematic.
What did I do that was so wrong?
It was the episode about Flaxton Hill Farms. The part where Scully said the pigs were being force-fed. These pigs weigh more than 200 pounds, which means they're finishing pigs. And why would a farmer force-feed a finishing pig?
I don't know what finishing pigs are.
Me neither.
I'm totally lost.
Because he was feeding them something other than food.
The diamonds! She's moving them inside the pigs.
Let's move!
I still don't get it.
Nobody does. They're just pretending.
I can't believe this. I'm gonna die in here, and then you're gonna eat my castrated body.
I guess, but it'd be a pretty boring meal without dessert.
Oh my God. Oh no. Romero's headed towards us, and he looks angry.
Well, he always looks angry. Maybe it's not directed at you. No, now he's pointing at you. This is bad.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
The warden took my entire stash of soap. Apparently someone told him it was Blizz.
And you want me to help you figure out who it was? Well, it was Tank.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't Tank, it was me. Tank, I came clean and saved your life. Now you owe me.
No, I don't.
I told you what I do to snitches.
Hold your Romero. Caleb, what are you doing?
It's okay, Jake, I got this. Peralta is my best friend. If you want to kill him, you're gonna have to kill me first. Because friendship...
Oh my God, he stabbed me, Jake!
Everybody get on the ground! Now!
You're next, Peralta.
You better sleep with one eye open.
Ow. He poked me in my tummy.
Are you sure? I need you to be sure.
You were right. Pig stomachs were full of diamonds.
That's it.
Bring everyone on the ground!
Put down your weapon!
You're being recorded for a podcast. You will sign a consent form.
What's going on here?
We found the diamonds. Langdon confessed.
It's over, Hawkins. Pawn to King Square 5. King's Knight to the third square on the bishop's file. Queen takes on F7. Checkmate. Now that's a chess move. Bye-bye now.
Peralta.
Warden.
Your squad busted Melanie Hawkins.
What?
You're getting out.
Come with me.
Okay. Wait. Can I do one thing first? I wanted to say goodbye. I can't believe you saved my life.
I would not do it again. It really hurt.
Nah, but you did do it.
And I regret it so much.
Caleb, you're ruining this. Look, I just wanted to say thank you for everything. You got me through this. I'm gonna miss you.
Aww. Put it there, pal.
Gark! Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm 9-9 welcome to Jake Peralta and Rosa Diaz!
It's so good to be back.
Amen, brother.
Can I buy a free man a drink?
I'd rather have a drink of that mouth.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, I just... I love you.
I love you too.
Hello, I'm also back.
Here is it.
Sorry, I need to spend some time in solitary. Pretty dope, right?
Scar. Sarabi and I didn't see you at the presentation of Simba.
Oh, Mufasa, did I miss it? That's simply awful.
I handled it well.
Sir, I can't believe your obscure knowledge of pig beating charts saved us. How'd you even think of that?
Frankly, I'm embarrassed it took so long. I should have realized the second I saw those hogs. Excuse me. Hello?
So, Captain Holt, did my information prove useful? With the diamonds and the pigs?
Yes.
You were right.
Good. And now you owe me a favor.
And don't even think about screwing me.
Captain, we're doing toasts. Everyone raise your drinks. The 99th precinct is officially all back together. 99!
99!
From Yulon.
Not a doctor.
Shh.